Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Hold on. Welcome, everyone. Hold on, everyone. I think I'm going to have to call back in because there's an echo. Okay. Wow. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. I am the only, the world's only happiness specialist, and welcome. Let me see. You know what? There is going to be an echo. I'm going to try to see. Hold on a second. There's an echo coming in here. Hold on. Hopefully, I can get this fixed. Let's see. Okay. Okay. This is what I just did. I just turned off the sound. Okay. So, let's get back to the welcome. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, everyone. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, the world's only happiness specialist. And then you've just witnessed live what happens. You know, life is just a roller coaster. It doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't, you know, there's always some peaks and valleys, and it's up to us. It's up to us to decide and to choose how are we going to ride this roller coaster. You know, you see people with their hands up in the air, all relaxed, having a great time, yelling and screaming, and, ooh, let's do that again. And then you see some people holding onto the bar for dear life, scared as crap and just tense and nervous. You know what I'm talking about. And it really depends. Your happiness and your peace, I'm going to use this, the same word, happiness and peace. Your peace depends on how you ride. How your journey depends on how you ride the roller coaster, because life is going to throw at you different challenges in every single moment. But how are you riding? Are you riding this journey of life? Are you riding down the path, arms open, arms relaxed, everything relaxed, or are you tense? And it's really not your fault, dear audience. It's really not your fault, because we were all programmed to react to respond to, well, somebody said something to me, now my feelings are hurt, or this happened, now I'm feeling bad, or this happened and now I'm feeling glad and happy. But on this show, on Reality Spirituality, what I share with you is what I had to learn for myself on the same journey that you're on. And it depends on your present moment and what you're vibrating in the present moment. One of the things I've heard, especially in 2020, I've heard, what do you want? Well, I want success. Well, what does that mean? What does the definition of success mean to you? I want to accomplish something. And what if you don't? What if in your life, you are not able to accomplish what you want to accomplish? See, the accomplishments, the titles, the achievements are not what you are going to. Hold on a second, because I'm just shot out of a cannon. It's a brand new year. I haven't talked to anyone in over 2 weeks. So hold on a second. Let me just calm down. What I want to say is, the struggle is always internal. What happens and how you're feeling and how you're vibrating never really is dependent on what happens to you. This is an internal struggle, an internal journey. And that vibration of satisfaction, if you're not vibrating that vibration of satisfaction in your present moment, trust me, my dear audience, you're not going to find satisfaction in a future moment. You see it everywhere. You see it from the most powerful, the most famous, always searching, not satisfied. I mean, these people have everything, can go anywhere, as much money as anyone could imagine. But there's always an unrest, because that unrest comes from within. It never stems from how many awards you get, or how many houses you have, or how many times you've traveled, or your relationships. That internal struggle is an internal struggle of being at peace with yourself and with life. But nobody teaches us that. No, we're programmed to believe that what I feel has something to do with what's happening. And I'm here to tell you that that is just not true. You want clarity in 2020? Clarity is, there is nobody else in that mirror but you. And when you add someone else in that mirror, when you try to put somebody else in the mirror, you're just diluting and you're subtracting from your own happiness. Let me talk about happiness for a second, because I am the happiness specialist, and let me just define it. Happiness, as I define it, means to be able to be at peace regardless of what's happening and regardless of what's not happening. Happiness is an internal peace. It is a state of mind. It has nothing to do with what happens to you. It is a state of being. It is a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. Choosing peace over drama, choosing peace over anger is a practice. And just like any other practice, it doesn't matter from a medical doctor to an athlete to a waiter. It depends on what you practice in every moment. See, it's very empowering. You are very powerful because you have the ability to choose in every moment how you're going to respond. Now, if somebody runs over your foot and then they look at you and they laugh, is there only one response to that? I'm here to say there are countless responses. There are endless amount of responses. And choosing the response, choosing peace, is always a choice. And the more you practice choosing peace in every moment, the more you are going to experience peace regardless of what happens to you. You know, this 2020, let me just say this. Let me just get this out because this is one of my things. You know, it is 2020. It's not 2020 because when it was 1999, we didn't say 1,999. So it is 2020, and 2020 is very, very significant because 2020 vision is clarity. 2020, it means that you can see perfectly without any assistance. So this year, I'm asking you to challenge yourself. Number one, ask what is really important to you. What is really important to you? What do you want? That's a question only you can answer. I remember having a discussion with a family member less than a week ago, and they said, I'm just going to be honest. I don't want to be at peace all the time. I don't want to be at peace all the time. I don't want to feel peaceful all the time. I'm human. I'm not going to feel peaceful all the time. And I'm saying to myself, which is the number one practice, is acceptance of what other people are doing, acceptance of other people and their journey, and stay out of these people's lives. You want to experience more peace. You want to be happier. Let these people go and let them journey on their own. Let them journey their own way, in their own time. And let the universe handle them. I use the word universe. Some people say God. Some people say higher power, source energy, spirit. It doesn't matter what language or what words you want to use. Because some people are kind of hung up on words. Some words are button pushers. Some words are button pushers. But guess what? If I have a button that is continually being pushed and I'm continually bothered by whatever this word is or whatever someone, and it is a continual process, minus customer service. Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started with customer service. I've got to call Apple as soon as I finish the show today anyway. Oh, my goodness, customer service. But the truth is, if I have a button that can be pushed or if I have something that irritates me, it's up to me to eliminate my buttons. It's not up to me to tell you to do A, B, or C, or D so I'll feel better. No, it's up to me. I'm the one with the power to eliminate my buttons. The other thing that I want to say before I go to the calls, I have a few people that want to come on the show, ask a question or share. One of the practices that is going to add to your peace and add to your happiness, add to your contentment, add to that vibration of satisfaction, and this is a tough one. Trust me, I practice everything that I talk about, is being okay with uncertainty, is finding peace in not knowing. Finding peace in uncertainty, that is that's more than a notion, because that requires practicing and having your foundation, one of the elements of your foundation, blind trust. And when you trust and you let go of this illusion of having control of what happens, when you trust, there, you know what happens? You eliminate. There will be no need to worry. All worrying is a lack of trust. So the practice comes from trusting that everything that is unfolding in the amount of time that is unfolding is for your betterment, is there to serve you. Do you trust that? I know we can talk a lot about it, but I'm talking about the behavior. Do we behave like we trust? 2020, it's really about, it's less about talking, and it's more about behavior, and how are you behaving? This New Year's resolution, let me say something else. I had a conversation with someone that's very close to me, and he was telling me that I am not going to be a yes man. I'm not a yes man. I'm going to let somebody know. I'm going to voice my opinion and let somebody know what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. And I'm listening to this, and I'm feeling what he's saying, because he thinks being a yes person, a person that goes with the flow, yes person, is weak, right? Come on. I know I was programmed to think that being a yes person was weak. Yes, yes, no, you got to know what I think. You got to know what I feel. But you know what? The universe is a yes entity. The universe is there saying, you want to be a serial killer? Yes. You want to be a rapist? Yes. You want to be a recycler? Yes. You want to be a doctor? Yes. You want to be a school teacher? Yes. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. This is a yes universe. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means that the universe is accepting and allowing all to happen. My point is, whatever is happening in your life, whatever your quote-unquote reality is, you can either resist it with judgment or accept it without the judgment and the stories. See, it is the stories. It is the stories about any kind of incident that causes us to suffer, not the incident itself. You know, unless we're getting our hand hammered on, you know, endlessly, another hammer. I mean, that's going to be painful. But even then, there's been studies that the mind over the pain. I'm digressing. The stories that we tell ourselves is the challenge. The stories is what makes us suffer. What if this life was just about the experience without the stories and without the judgment? There would be no reason to suffer. And when I say suffer, I'm talking about getting anxious, getting upset, getting angry. The story. So in 2020, let's become aware of the stories in our head. And the stories are all created by and authored by the ego. And the ego has one job, which is to make you feel as bad as possible for as long as possible with whatever's going on, with whatever's happening. There's a story behind it. You know, my son was visiting a week ago, and it was his last day, and he wanted to go to this. It was an open mic. And before that, I mean, I totally went out with a couple of friends. I hadn't seen them in over a couple months, and I forgot all about that my son wanted to go to this open mic. He wanted both of us to go. This was his last day visiting. And when I remembered, when I got home, oh, the story started flooding in. Wow, what a bad, not a bad mother, but wow, I feel so bad. I forgot all about it. This is his last night visiting, and he wanted to go to open mic, and I forgot. I mean, the stories, the feeling bad was constant. You know what I'm talking about, the stories. And then, like a light bulb, I said, okay, I'm buying into the story. I'm really not feeling bad. I hadn't seen these people in 3 months. The story of my son's last day, last evening, was a story that made me feel bad until the awareness, and the consciousness of what's really going on. And I want to challenge you to start being aware of the stories, because the ego is thirsty. The ego needs to be fed. The ego wants attention. The ego is tricky. The ego has many, 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 many disguises. And it's up to us to recognize and to be aware of which entity are you focused on? This blame game thing in 2020, we're going to let go of that too, because the blame game, it's not your circumstances. It's not the relationship you do or you do not have. It's not the election or the price of gas. It's not your health or your aches and pains. Your happiness, also known as your inner peace, depends on what you practice on a daily basis. You want to feel different in any moment? You want to feel different in any moment you are challenged by? You know those moments that said, boy, I wish this wasn't happening. Find a different perspective. Practice finding a different perspective. When you find a different perspective, your energy shifts. But we weren't taught to practice finding different perspectives. I was taught to just look at something one way. I shared the story last year, a year and a half ago, when my mother died and she left the family house. She left the family house to the handyman, a 300,000 plus house to a handyman. Now, let me tell you something. I practice all the time, but that one threw me for a loop until 10 days, 14 days, probably about 20 days, and over a year's time of sitting with that, I realized what I needed from that whole experience. Sure, on the surface, when I tell that story, I mean, people's eyebrows go up. What? Hey, man, that's horrible. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. But let me tell you something, what that really brought to me. It taught me to practice even more having no expectations. It taught me to even practice more letting go of attachments, letting go of outcomes. Because when you have expectations and attachments and having an investment in an outcome, subtract from your peace, subtract from your happiness every single time. How do I navigate through this life? By inspiration. Either I'm inspired to do it or I'm not. That requires a lot of practice and a lot of trust. Whew. Let me go to the phones right now. We have a few people in the queue. Hold on just a second. I'm going to go to area code 229. Hold on just a second. Area code 229. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Thank you for holding.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin.
Melvin. Welcome, Melvin, to Reality Spirituality. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, Melvin?
I just called to see, are you doing any little general readings to see what's coming up for me this year?
Well, let me, when I get this question, I love this question because I do get a lot of readings and people want to know what's going on and what's happening. I'm gonna throw this back at you and please let me see if you're willing to be open to this. What happened in 2019? Or scratch that question. Melvin, have you found in your life I don't know how old you are, but have you found in your life when things happen, when something happens or events happen, does it seem like it works out to your benefit? Does it always seem to, what's the saying? Everything works out for a reason. Does that happen?
It don't seem. Excuse me?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. It's kind of breaking up a little bit.
You know what, Melvin, your connection is not good. Okay, try again. Let me hear you again. Let me see, because now you're breaking up. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Well, in 2019, there has been some ups and downs in my life, but some things that, like you said earlier, that, you know, things that maybe don't go through for you and you wishing it
Melvin, can you call back in? Because just call back in immediately and I'll take you right away. Because for some reason there is a bad connection. So call back in, okay? And I'll take you as soon as you call back in. Thank you, Melvin.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, technical issues. That's okay. I have a few people either, and you're in the queue. Either you can ask a question. Just press the number one, and I'll wait for Melvin to call back. I have a few people that are in the queue. And either you want to press number one and ask a question or you don't, it doesn't matter. You know, one of the things about flowing in the moment is that everything is working out everything is in order. That's what I really want to say. Everything is in order. I want to ask the people that are listening to the show, how are you different today than you were yesterday? How are you different today than you were a month ago? How are you different today than you were a week ago? Oh, hold on a second. Let me see. Melvin, is that you again?
Yes, ma'am. Do you hear me better?
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Perfect connection. Okay. So you were, thank you for calling back too. So you were saying when I asked your question, what do you find that things work out? What you were answering that, and what was your answer again?
Well, I found that things are not working out with me dealing with my family, with my sisters and brothers, and my children. I've been reaching out all my life, and I've been reaching out to be there, and I've always been there for my family, and because I ended up raising three of my children, I had permanent custody of them, but it's my family, my sisters. I have six sisters, and I have three brothers, but one of my brothers passed away. But my thing is that it seems like I am like peeping in a window. And when I call to talk to them or to reach out to get together, and it's always something. I mean, I just recently got out of the hospital, and nobody visited me. Nobody.
And that
happened more than one time. And it makes me feel like I'm not important to them, or they always come up with excuse for not visiting me. But when any other activity or anything comes up in the family, they can move around, they can go, they can do this and do that. But basically my question is, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I'm a former Marine, and I have changed my lifestyle. When I changed my lifestyle, a lot dripped away for me. I've been having some hardship. I was injured on my job back in 2016, and now I'm on disability And then just recently, October of last year, I got in a car accident, and thank God I sustained some injuries, but it could have been worse. But even that, I mean, nobody, my brothers and sisters haven't even came to my home, nor my children.
Let me jump in a little bit. Let me jump in a little bit, Melvin. Let me jump in because this is such an important call. What you're talking about is such a universal, it's a universal happening. Don't think that you're alone. Don't think that you're alone with the same stories. Countless thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of families. And let me give you a little bit. And I'm feeling you. And what you feel to me is you feel, and words are so limiting to me, but you feel heavy. Heavy meaning just heavy. What is there in your life that you can focus on or look to be lighter? But I'm just feeling you, and I'm saying you're feeling heavy, and I can feel it because of what you just described. So let me share with you my perspective of what you just said, because there were so many lessons, so much that you shared. Number one, let me just take a deep breath with this. Number one,
yes, ma'am.
And I'm embracing you. I'm embracing you, and I'm giving you the biggest hug that I can, because
thank you.
This. I really mean that, because this life, you never know a person. I don't care if they're your twin. You never know a person until they are met with challenges, until they were met with life challenges. Now, number two, and I'm going to use myself as an example, because on this journey, there's been a lot of people. I mean, I've had people in my life for 10 years, for 15 years. I mean, people I thought were solid. Yeah, ride to die. Yeah, you're with me. But when
right.
the challenges come, then there's no one around. But let me come all the way back to me, because this happiness and this peace that I talk about, that I share with people how to achieve it, how to experience it, really comes from that person in the mirror. And I had to look in the mirror and say, and this was back in the day before I was really convicted and prioritized peace, I would do things, I would give, but with strings attached. I would give you A, B, or C, whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's my friendship, whether it's my company, but there was always something I wanted from that. See, I'm just speaking of myself. There was always
right.
something, there was always some kind of strings attached. In other words, I gave with conditions. I gave with strings attached. And that's the most of love nowadays. You know, you see people out here, I love you, but if you A, B, C, or D, I had a conversation with my son the other day. I said, you really know a person when, you know, he feels pretty spunky, and sometimes he comes up and he talks to me any kind of way, and he uses whatever kind of language to me, and, he's upset.
Yeah.
And the difference
right.
is, I said, listen, you can talk to me any kind of way, use any kind of language, but if you needed something in 2 minutes, I'm there. I'm not asking you to apologize. I'm not asking you to change who you are. I'm not asking you to, quote, unquote, talk to me with respect. That doesn't matter, because who I am has nothing to do with anyone else, or how I feel has nothing to do with any other person. How I feel about myself is the same as my practice is the same as how the universe feels about me. And the universe, Melvin, has you, and you are special and you are embraced. But see, the look to someone else to fulfill or to make you feel whole or make you feel special or make you feel important or appreciated is not going to come from a human. I don't care how close they are. I don't care what they say. That fulfillment comes from within, comes from the universe filling you in. Can you imagine if you, let me say this. If I told you tomorrow, or if I said, hey, I'm giving you the winning lottery ticket and you automatically have $500 million, I mean, your energy would shift like that.
Right.
And you wouldn't care what anybody is doing or what they're thinking or they're visiting you or not visiting you. So that lottery ticket, Melvin, is the love and acceptance of God or the universe to you. And you always have that. So the focus becomes the universe, because you are loved, you are appreciated, you are accepted all the time in every moment, regardless of what you do or don't do. So the focus on other people is going to cause disappointment, because all expectations of other people and how they act or how they don't act is just a matter of time where you're going to be disappointed. That's number one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, and that's so true, because the fact that, you know, I had, you know, on my job, I injured myself and I filed a lawsuit on my job and I won. And then, like I said, and I turned around got in a car wreck where this big truck hit me and knocked me completely off the road. And now I have to go to physical therapy. But my point is that, you know, I needed every – here's my thing is that I – When they needed me to do something for the family, the barbecue, the cookout, to do a family reunion or prepare for a speech, or I'm there. I'm always there. And I'm always there. But when it comes to flip the tire over, it's flat. They wanna boss me like I'm a baby, and I tell them I'm a grown adult. I done traveled all over the world. I'm very intelligent, and I don't need no negative support. Now, if you really love me, then actions is more important than calling me and telling me what's best for me. I know what's best for me. And I tell them.
And you're right. And you're right, but see, the conversation that you're having, see, you're talking because you think that words are going to make a difference. And behavior is the only thing that we have is our behavior. And it's your behavior. Yeah. When you keep trying to want these people to change, there is no acceptance. There's no acceptance on your part of accepting them who they are. They could give a crap about you. So my question to you is, why do you keep trying? Where is the acceptance of these people are who they are? And not with any kind of ill will, but these people are who they are. And let them go. Meaning, let them go with love. So when people show me who they are, your biggest weapon is distance. Not talking and convincing, is distance.
Right. That's true. But that is so true. And because I'm just a humble person.
Go ahead. No, I'm going to say it's not distance with a chip on your shoulder. It's not distance with a, well, I'm not talking to them. No, it's distance with love. See, you're not doing the distance with love.
Right. And you so true. And that's the way, you know, when I was a little boy, I mean, I was told that, you know, I was found on the doorsteps and all this. And I was like, oh, my God. So I had to grow up that way, thinking in my mind, and my mom and dad was telling my sisters and brothers, don't be telling me that mess. And they stopped. But my thing is that it's like that I don't belong in their circle. They don't want me in their circle. But the only thing they want me to do is what I can get out of Melvin. Can Melvin come over here and do something for me? Can Melvin do this? After Melvin do it, then they have no link.
Let me say this, Melvin, and I'm going to go on to some other callers but this is very important because you're not unique and you're not alone with this. But see, I'm going to say that's all your fault.
You're right.
And so from this day on, it's recognizing. Listen, don't think that you're alone in this. I've been dragging people that didn't care about me for years. Come on. It's the programming. It's the familiarity. It's what we've always done. It's the habit. It's what the family. This program. No. But when you start valuing self and when you start valuing and thinking about who you are, just like the universe values you, you're not going to be interested in dragging on some of the energy. And all it is just incompatible energy. There's nothing wrong with them, and there's nothing wrong with you. It's just incompatible energy. An elephant isn't going to date a fish. So that's all it is, but it's your responsibility to make a different decision and to make different choices. I really, really appreciate it. I want you to call in anytime you like. Thank you so much, Melvin. Please continue listening. What a great conversation, and what's going to happen in 2020? I'll tell you what's going to happen in 2020 for you, my dear Melvin. The universe is going to continue to serve you to your highest good. But it's up to you to choose your perspective. Is this good or this not? Let me say, this is my new mantra for 2020. There is nothing wrong, ! Ever. Whatever is happening, there is nothing ever wrong. Okay? That's what's going to happen in 2020. And thank you so much for listening, and continue to listen and call me anytime. Let me go to another caller. Thank you for being patient. I have a few people. Area code 504. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, Debbie. And I was listening to the beginning when you said, I'm not a yes person. I kind of felt the way Melvin did about, people wanting him to help. But I actually said that to myself, that I wasn't a yes person anymore. So I thought that was kind of funny, a lot of clarity on what you were saying. But my question is, I've been working on like an issue in my life, and it's gotten better. And so now I'm kind of in this in-between space of not knowing what I want. And it's comfortable, but it's stagnant. And I was wondering if you could speak to that.
Okay, ever since you've come on the show, ever since I heard your voice, my body has just been chilling up. I'm all chills, just goosebumps, chills.
Oh,
chills.
Wow.
And I get that when I either speak the truth or I hear the truth. And so you're just chilling me up a lot. I can't even shake it. It's just, you're just chilling me up with your
I've been getting chills
clarity.
Lately. That's weird because I've been talking to people like at work and getting it. Like, confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny you said that.
Yeah. And so the confirmation or whatever you want to call it, I just say it's a connection. It's a connection, a direct connection. It's a direct connection. There's no other phone lines. It's the universe to you. Now, let's just go back to when you said the yes person, because one of the things that, the one reason why I said that yes person, there is a there's a different perspective. When I say yes person, all that means is someone that is surrendering to every moment with acceptance and saying yes, universe, yes. As
well,
opposed
I gotcha.
To look, yeah, yeah. So, so it's not to say, well, you know, this person wants to take all my money and
they
I
want
say
me to
yes.
save them.
Well, you can't save anyone.
Absolutely, but you will try. You will think
well,
you know what's best for people.
Go.
And certainly.
And there you go,
and it gets you into
Debbie.
Trouble, but it took.
But
well, it doesn't
listen,
get
listen.
You into trouble. It slows you down.
Well, this is the whole thing with saving people because, honey, yeah, listen, that is not anything anybody's going to tell me that I haven't already done. You don't think that I've spent a lot of my life giving advice and quote unquote saving people? You know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Let me help you. Yeah, yeah. Help. Let me help you. But this is the issue.
Right.
When I made a commitment, when it was time for me to prioritize and make a commitment to my internal peace, my happiness, my contentment, my satisfaction, guess what happened? There's a few things that subtract from peace. And number one is being in anybody else's business. And when
yeah.
I try to help or give advice to other people, guess whose business I'm in?
Yours.
I'm in the universe's business.
Oh, good one. Yes. No, it's not letting, God do its job.
Yeah, it's not
yeah.
my business. It's not my business. It's the universe's business.
Yeah. Yes.
And
I've been told this before. I had good intentions.
Yeah, but
and you know, let me say this. And there was, I'm going to use this word. I'm just going to use it for me. There was a sense of, I didn't even want to use it, but I'm going to use it anyway. A sense of arrogance about how I knew what was best for someone else.
Mm-hmm. It comes off of that way, but in the heart. Yeah. Oh, no, I've seen other people do it. But then I don't hold them accountable because I've been there and I know that they probably have their intentions from when they help themselves and they just really want to help someone else, but it comes off as arrogance for sure. Yeah.
And then again, now we're getting into the stories about the helping and all that. And when I say that word arrogance, I'm using it for myself because I really, listen, don't tell anybody. I hope nobody's listening to this. I used to say, you know what, universe? If everybody was more like me, this would be a better world. I said that. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
And
yeah,
I meant
I understand.
It. I really believe that. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to you and helping. And the thing is, minding your own business, you know what these people need more than advice? You know what these people need more than your words?
Mm-mm.
They need you to listen, and they need you to accept them without any judgment. Because I guarantee, but the people that I was talking to and sharing what I thought was the best plan for them, they didn't ask me a question. You know, they didn't ask me a question. That's why I say when I do this radio show, ask me a question. But they didn't ask me. I'm up here sharing without even a question. And if you find that you practice listening to these people and you accept them, they just want to be heard and accepted. There's not going to be, well, Debbie, how can I A, B, C, or D? They're not going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes they do, but usually they just want to be heard and accepted.
I like to hear everybody's perspective. Let's put it that way.
You like to hear everybody's perspective. What does that mean?
Not being arrogant. Because I could be wrong. I'm a questioner, a seeker.
So are you a questioner, seeker with the universe or seeker questioner with other people? I mean, I'm trying to get clarity here.
With the universe.
Okay, so what are your questions to the universe?
Oh, I talk to the universe all the time. I say stuff like, okay, it's hard to love this person. I know you love everybody, so teach me to love this person, even if it's just from afar.
Mm.
I talk, you know, if somebody says I've done something wrong, I may get angry, and then I wait a minute and think, huh, maybe they were right, you know, maybe I could have done this. That's what I mean, like, literally, like, if I'll just ask a question, and the universe will play a song that you need to hear or something. So, but it comes through people, too, just random strangers and just people you know. They'll just say, you know, the universe speaks all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I truly do believe that. But that's why I'm confused, because I'm in this stuck place right now. Not stuck, kind of just hanging out. It's a very odd spot for me.
Okay, and so the odd spot feels like, I don't know if this is true, the odd spot feels like uncertainty, and with uncertainty comes impatience, and so
good one, yeah,
and so this is the thing. One of the biggest challenges is to be at peace with uncertainty, and how long can you ride it without being impatient? You know, when a child is born, when a baby is born, nobody's looking at that baby and saying, hey, hurry up and start growing some teeth. Hurry up, start feeding yourself. Hurry up, start walking. We have the patience for a child. But patience is always tried, and that's all the ego is trying to test your patience. How long can you wait? Are you still going to be at peace when you're in this place that you say you are right now, this limbo or whatever you want to call it? Are you able to be in limbo for a year? Ask that either yes or no right now.
It just feels like ugh. I mean, I really don't have a choice, so I'm going to say yes.
Well, you see what I mean? You see what I mean? So it's the So it's really
yes.
About what do you practice. And then when you ask the universe about how can I, you know, you love these people. No, really it's how can I accept myself, universe, without judgment. It's never about the other people. When there's a lack of acceptance, it's only self-acceptance or lack of self-acceptance. How can I be accepting of self? How can I be patient with self? How can I be patient with the process? How can I trust more?
It's so true. That is really what I truly am working on.
And the same thing, and one of my favorite is using an avocado as an analogy. You know, we're all the same. I used to think there was something wrong with these people that didn't want to be happy. I mean, there had to be something wrong with them. But the universe brought me this. We're all avocados. And there are times, and there is a time when the avocado is ripe. You do not eat an avocado, try to cut into avocado before it's ripe. So these people, we're all the same, but maybe they're just not ripe. It's just not their time. So acceptance of people, because everybody's going to get to where you are. Everybody's going to get to where I am. Maybe it's just not time for them to be there. Just like the baby. The baby is going to start walking, but it's just not time 2 months after it's born.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This really has given me a lot to think of. I appreciate it.
And always go back to that person in the mirror. When you're looking out at anyone else or anything outside of self, you know that that's just another way of distracting. I mean, I would love to help somebody else because then I don't have time to look in the mirror at myself.
Exactly. Wow.
So the challenge is always about self, and that's really empowering because whatever your circumstances, whatever you find yourself in right now at this moment, you know that you're in the perfect place. And then you ask the question. I always ask how question. Universe, how can I vibrate? How can I vibrate acceptance? How can I let go of thinking that anything's wrong? How can I be more patient? How can I practice more patience? How can I practice trusting? How can I be at peace with uncertainty? You don't think I want to be around the world talking and seminars all over the world? Are you kidding? But you know what? The universe is, you mean this little podcast radio show isn't enough? See, that's another thing. The ego always asks for more than the present moment. I want more than what I'm seeing and feeling. So when you're dissatisfied in this present moment, you know that you're going to take dissatisfaction with you to the future moment. So how do I practice vibrating satisfaction?
I don't know that answer.
But you throw it out there to the universe. You don't have to answer it because the universe always answers the how questions. You don't have to answer that, Debbie. You just throw
That's
it out
true.
There.
That's
Let
very
them answer
true.
It for you.
But I haven't asked that question, so that's what I'm saying. I haven't thought to ask that question. I was just my question was, what's next? What's next?
What's next? And so when you ask that question, what's next, then you're going to be asking that question in your future moments, what's next? And you're robbing yourself of the present moment of, wow, this present moment sure is awesome and amazing. And feel. And it's not really a word because words are limiting, but that vibration of satisfaction, that vibration of contentment. See, I want, how can I feel content in every moment, universe? How do I vibrate contentment in every moment? Those are my questions. And then let the universe come up with some more answers. So it's really the game of being human versus the game of being a conscious energy. And I got to tell you, I'm letting go of this human stuff because this human crap just keeps me wanting more than what is.
I like it. I mean, I like everything. I've really resonated with everything you're saying.
Oh, I'm chilling up again.
Huh. It was funny when I heard. Hello?
Hello, I'm listening.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I think my phone is going in and out. I'm sorry. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. What was your? Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
No, I said it's. I resonate with everything you were saying, but it was funny because when you said something about your mom in the house, I was just like, oh no. I'm like, boy, that's a tough one, you know. And I was like, ouch, that is, you know, I don't even know how I would deal with that. I would be mad.
Well, listen, don't think I wasn't mad. Don't think I wasn't blaming. Don't think I went through all that stuff. But see, if I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, you think they're going to just give me some easy quick quiz? No, they're going to throw at me the hardest of the hardest of the hardest test. I've already accepted that. Yeah. And now I can share with people. And now I can share with people what I've learned from that and how I've grown from that and how I wouldn't change that for anything.
Yeah.
I had that lack of support really for my whole young life, and now that I'm middle aged, it's funny because I kind of gave up expecting support from others, and then it, you know, I know, I think patience is a big lesson for me. I think you're correct with that, but when I gave up is when the support came, and it's never from who you think it's going to be, but it does show up.
That's right.
You know,
you are given everything that you need in every moment. It may not look like what you thought you needed, but you are always supplied with everything you need. And let me go back to the lesson. You said patience is a lesson. No, patience is a practice.
Okay.
Like anything else. Practice. You practice dancing. You practice playing the flute. You practice writing, you practice speaking, you practice acting. It is a practice.
Oh, wow. When you just said that, God gave me a partner who is not a patient like, for anything. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get a mayonnaise jar back on. It's the worst thing that ever happened. You know, and I it's funny, we're not supposed to teach, but I'm teaching him, like, slow down. You know what I mean? I'm teaching myself, even though I'm thinking it's all him. It probably is me.
Well, it is all you. It is all you. And number one, I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and then I'm going to end the show. This is
homework.
This is your homework assignment. So you have a partner that. So number one, your practice is not noticing anything that he's doing. You don't notice it. Number two, do not make a comment or a suggestion about anything he's doing unless he says, Debbie, I need help with my temper, or I need help with my impatience with this mayonnaise jar. Does he ever ask you? No. You're up there giving him suggestions. Oh, my goodness. I wish somebody would sit up here and give me suggestions all day long about what I could be doing different. They wouldn't be around. That's my son. I mean, just ready to critique and to criticize and to comment. Your homework assignment is to make no comments, and your other homework assignment is practice acceptance of this person, practice acceptance of this poor young man. I'm joking. Practice acceptance of this guy that you are making comments about.
Okay, I will do it.
I want to hear how it goes, though. I want to hear how it goes.
Okay, I'll call. Are you once a month?
I'm on once every Sunday. I was actually took off a couple of weeks for the holiday, but I'm on every Sunday, same every Sunday. But I want you to know that acceptance or lack of acceptance of that number one partner in your life. It really comes back to acceptance itself. Really comes back to acceptance itself.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll call back.
Oh, I
appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much for calling in. What a great call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Debbie. Bye. Wow, what a great, great morning this has been. I really appreciate all the people that are called in, even the people that don't want to talk. I don't mind. Stay in the queue. You don't have to say anything on air. But I welcome all questions, because what you don't realize is we are more alike than we are different. The same things that Debbie talked about are you kidding? My poor husband, my poor ex-husband. There wasn't one thing that he did right. Poor guy. But in reality, it's really about me. And what these people want and need, the biggest gift that you can give anyone, is total acceptance without judgment, without criticism, without comment, just like the universe accepts them. The universe is not telling them to be more patient. The universe is accepting them exactly the way we are. exactly the way they are. See, we are a physical extension of the universe. So let's start practice being the universe. Reality spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I do have a few videos on YouTube, and you can check that out, either Rebecca Norrington or Reality Spirituality. I know it's a little dated, but looking for my assistant. I'm looking for an assistant. Universe, how can I find an assistant? Anyway, and my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. That was published in 2014. And the second book, Program for Unhappiness, I'm currently writing it. And it should be, let me scratch that word, should. And I feel inspired that it will be published in 2020. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Chat with you next week. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Question for RLN.
Reality spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Getting real. Reality spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real.